Fine. So we're in Perek Hey, dealing with the different examples about how the Yetzer Hara, certainly the seductions of the Yetzer Hara, how he comes at a person and how one has to, based on the instruction manual, on how one has to fight against the Yetzer Hara. So we finished Tezayin. We're going to start the beginning of Yud Zayin. Famous Chovas HaLevavos, probably the most famous piece of Chovas HaLevavos is. They were coming back, soldiers that had been successful in the war. They were coming back from war. They had a very successful war. A bit too early for you to celebrate your victory. You won a very small war and you brought some very small spoils from that war. But what's waiting for you now is the Milchoma HaGedoyla, the Great War. What is this great big war that you're telling us that we still have to fight? We just came back, we fought an unbelievable war and we won. Manisha. So the tzaddik answered them, you've got the Milchomas Hayetzer. What's waiting for you now is the Milchoma of the Yetzer. And the tzivaisov, what's that? So in the Piskalev, he says, he goes, man. Shem Hayu. I can't see what these words are. It's tiny. The Steyr Kras, the Sekonabapachad, Yetzayoichalachti or something. Calls man, they were out in the war battle in the war field and they were busy fighting a war. They were terrified of their lives, so the Yetzirah couldn't get them to do anything. Almashichosmi Milchoma, Shikure. When you come back from the war and you're victorious and you're drunk with victory and you've got all the spoils of the war that you took, now that you're in this heady state of having won the war and you've got all these new goodies that you brought back from the war, now the Yetzer Hara is a big Pesach in order to come in and to start getting you to throw away the yoke of Malchus Shemaim and to become independent. That's the famous motto of the he didn't just tell a bunch of soldiers, you guys are nothing, you haven't put the axe on. It's tough when they're coming back. But when it's a chon, it's tough when you're coming back and you're feeling successful, you had a good day and everything's fine. That's good, but you have to be careful because that's where the Yetzer comes in and starts getting you to celebrate the wrong things. Roachi, have a look, my brother, he says. Kama mafli hu. Yetzer. Come have a look how wondrous the personality, the nature of the Yetzer is. The kol yeshlecha, any other enemy that you have, you beat him once, twice, three times. Well, he eventually realizes, don't start up with this guy. Every time he comes to start up with, he gets beaten. So he learns his lesson. He doesn't come back again. He doesn't think to come back and fight against you. Because he knows you're stronger than him. He's given up. He knows he can't beat you. He can't conquer you. So he gives up. It's enough already. He's beaten. He's been beaten a couple of times. He doesn't have to come back. Aval ha'yetzer einu kein. Yetzer is not like that. V'lo mitzapi v'ma she'nitzeach oto otro pam. Ela ma'amshich lilachem netcha ad asher yachid oischo mishnei olamot. Yetzer is not like that. You can beat him and beat him and beat him and beat him as many times as you want. He's waiting for the next round. What's the next round? What his goal is, he's trying to get you to be destroyed from both worlds. Even if you beat him 100 times, 100 doesn't mean 100 literally, 100 means many, many times, more than 100. He never says, I'm giving up. He'll fight with you 120 years, if that's what he has to do, until he beats you. Don't trust yourself until your death. What do you mean? What's it telling me? It's telling you that you, obviously my Yetzer is still around, I can't trust myself. It's telling you that the Yetzer doesn't mind small victories. In fact, that's what he looks for. The Yetzer is always looking at little victories because, you know, from this little victory, he can get you to Michal again. And once he's got you to a new level, then he can get you to Michal again. He's always pushing you down, down, down. He doesn't come with a hydrogen bomb and blow you out the water. No one would go for the Yetzer Hara if he came to you with a hydrogen bomb. It was the Vilna Goyen that says, I never saw this inside, I heard this from Rebecca, that Yetzer Hara never did an Aveira. Yetzer Hara never did an Aveira. So what does that mean? What's Pshat? The Moshele gives your kid comes to you and he wants another cookie. He wants another cookie. He's already at 15. You tell him, no, you can't have another cookie. So what does he do? He clenches. He clenches and clenches and clenches until you say to him, what? Okay, just one more. Yeah. Well, wait a second. Why is he asking me for a cookie? He could have gone into the kitchen and taken one. No one would have known. Why did he come to ask me? He can reach the jar and he can open the jar. He won't do that. He won't do an Aveira. He'll kvetch and kvetch and kvetch until you say, oh, okay, just one more. So you got permission. You got permission for a cookie. Anybody ever try to give up smoking or give up anything that you're mildly addicted to, you'll know that the Yetzer never comes back to you and says, hey, start smoking again. He never, ever does that. Just one puff. What's the problem? Have a few puffs. Well, when did ever one puff ever kill anybody? Maba, yeah. You're not going to go back to smoking again. You just have another puff. That's the way of the Yetzer Hara. And you can say to them a million times and 20, if Hashem gets steps in and helps you, how do people give up smoking? I can only talk for myself. A miracle. Enormous Yatid Yishmaya. That's it. There's no other way. And the Yetzer Hara kept fighting me. At some point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just takes away the taiva. If not, there's no way you can ever do that. You'll never succeed. It's not Shaykh. Not Shaykh. Impossible. Because the Yetzer Hara is not going to give up. He fights you, have another cigarette, another cigarette, another cigarette. You fight, you fight, you fight, you fight. You got 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, a year. You finish, you can't. You're eight mensch. And then Hashem does a miracle. He takes away that. He takes it away. Because if not, eventually you're going to say yes. And the Yetzer Hara will not give up. You said no 1,000 times. He's back the next day with the same offer. Kvetch, 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 kvetch until you say yes. That's what he's describing here. He never gives up. Pella. Pella. Ela mamshich la'orav lecha kol yomecha ad shinetzech otcha. He's going to fight you until he gets you down. Komot from Chazal. Al tami matzach ad yom ha'ischoim. Veinu mezalzel afilu ba'enecha ha'chi katan v'netzech otcha. There's no victory too small for him. The smallest pinprick he gets you. What does he do with that little victory? He uses that to take the next step and the next step and the next step. And eventually, I'll say, eventually gets you to be able to vote. Sorry about that. Just be falling apart here. Okay. Okay, no lechel is. So what do you do? What do you do when you got somebody like this? You have to be very careful. Okay, no lechel is there. Mimen. The ultimate lemma. Mimen shloisov. Don't fulfill any of his requests. You have to use his tricks. The same way as by him, enormous victory, if it gets you to Michtel, even in something tiny, you make sure that every little battle you win against him, even the smallest battle, you have to celebrate that because that's a big victory. Same way as he'll take the smallest victory and use that as a stepping stone to get you to have a big, to get him to have a bigger victory, you do the same thing. You take the smallest little victory you have with your Yetzirah, and then you use that as a stepping stone. You've got the confidence now. So now you did a 5 kilo battle, so now you can pick up 6 kilos. And next time you'll be able to pick up 6.5. And slowly, slowly, you'll grow like that. That's talking about a wife, that's talking about a chava. Your yearning will be to him, and he'll rule over you. We have to rule over the Yetzirah. Wow. Not as simple, that's why Chazal say that the Yetzirah is every day coming at you, and if Hashem won't help you, you wouldn't be able to mitzliach. Because we don't have that kind of resistance. But the advice the Chovetz Chaim is giving is a very profound advice. You have to celebrate even the smallest victory, a little victory over the Yetzirah. If I told you the Maaseh, stop me. There was a bocher who had a problem with his Yetzer in a certain area. He eventually got to Rav Aaron Leib, and then if his Rebbe brought him there, then he got to Rav Aaron Leib. When he got to Rav Aaron Leib, he told him, Rav Aaron Leib said to him, from the time you want to do the Averi, is there ever a delay? I've told you this Maaseh, we've done this Maaseh before. Jonathan, you've heard this? No? Maybe the 9:30 Vada told it, okay.
Not sure.
So he said, no. He gets the time for the very, has to do the very straight away. There's no delay. The moment said to him, what I want you to do is, I want you to try and delay it. A minute, a second, 10 seconds, you try and delay the time from when you want to do the very, to do the very, make a little bit of a gap. Come back to me in a week, tell me how it's going. Came back a week later, he said, nothing moved. It's fine, keep trying. Every time you want to do the Avera, try and see if you can battle your Yetzirah just for even 1 second and delay it. And I came back the next week, nothing. Eventually, after about a month, I'm not sure exactly the numbers, if you correct me if I'm wrong, Aval. Came back and he said to him, he was able to mitgaber, whatever, I don't know, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, able to mitgaber before he did the Avera, then he did the Avera. Ramon said to him, do you know how I'm cunning you those 15 seconds? He said, oh, come on, do me a favor. Big deal, I'm steeped in an Avera, and you mekane me 15 seconds that I was able to meet Gaber. Rabban said, no, you don't understand. Let me tell you how it works. For the Avera you did, let's say you don't do tshuva. You can do tshuva, but let's say you don't do tshuva. How long are you going to have to pay the price for that in the next world? What's the longest you can be in Gehenna for? 12 months. Yeah, Gehenna's 12 months. Nachon? So you don't do tshuva. Now, 12 months in Gehenna is not a picnic. It's not somewhere you want to go. But, okay, person goes there, Rahman al-Islan, but it's over in 12 months. That's it. Tell me something you said. The 15 seconds that you omit Gabe on your Yetzirah, how long's the schar for that last? No. How long is the schar for that? The schar for that's Netzach Netzachim. That's forever. The schar you get When you have a Yetzirah to do something and you fight your Yetzirah, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, and then you do the Avera. It's not the Avera you have to deal with. Assuming you have to deal with the Avera. Sometimes you don't have to deal with the Avera because it's no Bechira and it's because it's not, but let's say you have the worst case scenario, 12 months. When that's over, you know it's waiting for you. Netzach Netzachim of untold pleasure for those 15 seconds. Rather than said, I'm a cunny, I'll never have that. Those 15 seconds, Yom Megaber and Yoyek Sohara, for that Aveira, I'll never have that. That's why I'm a kind of you. In other words, the Yetzirah, we have to use that tool of the Yetzirah as well. The Yetzirah wants us to do even little things. If you have one puff of the cigarette, I'm just using this as a marshal because that's an easy marshal to grasp. The Yetzirah will get you to have one puff of the cigarette. And what does he want from you? Tomorrow you'll have two puffs. And the next day you'll have the whole cigarette and eventually you'll have you back to smoking. That's the way he works. And then you there's a sefer of Sholem Shor John's got a sefer called Kol Dodi Dafek. It's a sefer of Sholem Shor John's drotches on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Elul, basically Elul. Shuva. It brings the Gemara. The Gemara says that the dogs of Rome earn their panosa b'chochma. B'chochma. What do they do? Such an eyes in the inside for Sholem into this chazal. They go to the shuk early in the morning. Early in the morning, the baker has finished baking all his bread and he sets up his duchen there, sets up his table, and he's waiting for the people on the way to work to come and buy bread. He sets up there by the donkey shuk of the whatever. I don't know, wherever people gather, they come to the shuk. But it's very early in the morning, so he's very tired, he wants to go to sleep. But he sees there's a dog there. If he goes to sleep, the dog's gonna come and take a bread. So he can't. So he sits there trying to like stay awake. What does the dog do? The dog realizes as long as this guy's awake, I'm not going to be able to get some bread. So the dog pretends to go to sleep. The dog lies down and he pretends to go to sleep. The dog's the model for the Yetzirah, yeah? Dog goes, pretends to go to sleep. So what happens? The master sees, the baker sees the dog going to sleep. So he falls asleep. He lets his guard down. Now watch this. What does the dog do? He comes. And he turns over the whole table, knocks all the bread flying, takes one bread roll and runs away. That's how the dogs of Rome, I think it's Rome, earn their panosa b'chochma. Yeah, it's a clever story, no? Mod chacham. Ask of Sholon, that's not the chochma. Why did he knock over the whole table? Just come quietly, take a bread roll and run away. The Gemara says that he came and knocked down the table, grabbed a bread roll and ran away. Why do that? And anyway, what's the big chokhmah that you pretend to go to sleep till the guy goes to sleep? That's not exactly chokhmah that Chazal needs to tell us. That's poshut, right? Any 6-year-old knows how to do that. If you're not the chokhmah, yeah, he is. This dog doesn't just want a bread roll today. He wants to be able to come back tomorrow. He wants to come back tomorrow. If all the dog got was one bread roll, he came, he took one bread roll and he ran away, the baker would feel that he was cheated, that he lost. Because the dog came quietly, took a bread roll and ran away. Tomorrow when the dog pretends to be sleeping, the baker's not going to go to sleep. Because he knows what the dog wants to do. What does the dog do? He gets the baker to think that the baker won. He knocked over all the bread. And he runs away with one bread roll. The baker goes, well, Boch Hashem, he only got away with one bread roll. He thought the dog came to get everything. He took this one bread roll. What does the dog do with that? He goes back tomorrow. The baker's not worried because he knows that he beat the dog. And he goes on and on and on, day in and day out. That's Rav Sholem. I learned in that chazal. That's the Yetzirah. Even when he does cheat you, he thinks you got you to win. Today he comes and he says, have a puff as a cigarette. You don't have to smoke again. Just have one puff. So what do? You have one puff and you don't smoke again. Wow, you see, I beat the Yetzirah. What do you do tomorrow? Tomorrow he comes back again and gets you to have another puff and another puff and another puff until game over. That's the trick of the Yetzirah. Okay, Ainta Vahel Miponov. Lemarot Shetzivaisa Vatsumin. Don't get confused with him. Don't get scared of him. Even though his armies are very, very powerful. Don't be scared of him. Lamarot, there's a lot of rabbi. He's got lots of helpers. Yetzirah has got a lot of helpers. He's coming to show you that the sheker is emes. That's what he's coming to teach you. And everything that's crooked is correct. If you understand this, you'll see how easy it is to overcome him and how easy it is to destroy him. It was a very small town with very few people. And a big king came. King came and he surrounded the city and he built big towers. I don't know what this means. He was able to escape from the city. It doesn't say how he did it. He just said that this Ish Misken, this whatever, he was very clever. He was able to escape from the city with his wisdom. And nobody ever remembered this person. He's going to explain the moshel now. I didn't get the moshel, sorry. Okay, he's going to explain it. It's Adonim Shel Shlomo HaMelech Le'ir Ketana. The Ir Ketana is the person that the Yetzer is trying to cause problems with. He's an Olam HaKetan. You've seen that above in Shara Bechina, Shara Vesakim. Adam is an Olam HaKetan. It's a voraves midois nafshoi, hina noshi ma'at. This Adam, this Ir Ketana, has got limbs and midas, and he's got a neshama, and he's got all different parts. That's called anashi ma'at. That's called, he's got very few people living in the city. These things are very small in relation to the lusts, the many, many lusts and yearnings that draw a person after Olam Hazeh. He can't attain all the pleasures of this world with these few limbs that he's got. Who's the Melech Godel? That's the Yetzara. He's got a big, big army. The Yetzar has got unbelievable koichos. He's got a big army and big weapons. So the king comes, this Yetzar, this Melech, comes and surrounds the city. Who's the city? That's me. Yetzar surrounds all your external and internal functionalities. He built, what does it mean that the Melech, the Yetzirah, built big towers? He tries to get a killer person, tries to destroy the person with all the thoughts that he puts into his mind, evil thoughts. I don't know what the difference between Hihurim and Machshavosav. But Tarsisov Hamugonim. I don't know what Tarsisov is. What does he call it here? Umikrav Hamugonim. Mikrav. Happenings. Don't know exactly what he wants here. As I'll explain later. What does it mean? They found in this city there was this Ish Misken, but he was clever. That's the Seichel. Seichel's a quiet little thing that doesn't do much, doesn't make a lot of noise. Misken, aval chochem gadol. The Seichel has very little assistance. Very little assistance. That's why it's called the Misken. And like the Yetzer Hara, who's got lots and lots and lots of assistants and soldiers, the Sechel has very few assistants and soldiers. The Chokhmah That means nobody remembers the Sechel. When a person's in a struggle, when a person's in a battle, he doesn't remember. Hey, 1 second. Let's go ask this little miskin Chokhmah what he thinks. Hooray. Rohincho mit der Uze shel Milchemes HaSeichel b'Yetzer. What we have here, Shlomo Melech's describing, is the Milchama of the Seichel against the Yetzer Hara. Shemarosh HaSeichel chal lashmi HaYetzer. The Seichel is very weak in relation to this, into the Yetzer. Because it's makabal HaYetzer maher es meruchoy kishya HaSeichel leichem bo. When the Seichel fights against the Yetzer Hara looks very, very pathetic. Marusa. When you put the seichel to the problem, very easily, you can get away from the damage, you can remove yourself from the damage that the Yetzer wants to cause you. A little bit of truth will always, always destroy lots of sheker. Same as a little bit of light pushes away a lot of darkness. You have a big dark room, it's big, a lot of darkness in there. Little candle pushes away the darkness. That's what the seichel is. The light pushes away the darkness. So there's a big, big, big message here from the Chovasal of Ovis. The Kli Otzum that we have, this Ish Misken, this Mitzken Ish, Chochem, that's your Seichel. When the Yetzer comes to you with all his power and all his efforts, if you can just find that quiet little voice, go to the Seichel, ask the Seichel what he thinks. And when the Seichel speaks and he tells you what he thinks, the Yetzer doesn't have the Koich anymore. Because the Yetzer comes to Ami Lo Mitbonen, someone who doesn't think. Yetzer doesn't want them thinking. Paro, we see all the evil ones. Paro, just keep them busy. We don't want them thinking too much. You know, they're thinking too much. Because they'll start thinking, they'll always arrive at the truth. If you don't mind, if we can just finish this little shtickle, because otherwise we're going to have to do this whole thing again next week. That's what you have to do. Whenever the tivus get the better of you, whenever the Yetzer is mirroring you in all these different things, you have to activate the seichel, because the seichel is always too strong for the Yetzer. The Yetzer can't stand up against him. The seichel can always evaporate the Yetzirah very quickly. But we have to go back to the seichel. Very hard when you're in the grips of a taiva and you're about to do an aveira. The one thing the Yetzirah gets you to do is don't go to the seichel. If you would get to the seichel, you wouldn't do the aveira. Because I'll say that a person enters the aveira when a ruach tus comes into him. What's the ruach tus? You're not using your seichel. You're thinking stupidity. Well, that's the eights of the Chovasal of Ovis. The most powerful tool we have against the Yetzer is your seichel. When you activate the seichel, you consult the seichel for what the Yetzer is offering you. Yetzer has got no, he can't stand up against that. He'll always win. The Yetzer knows this as well, and he'll always try and get you not to go to the seichel. Hashem's tiny against Klal Yisrael. You just didn't think. Yirmiyahu says it. Brother Chuban, Ami lo mitbonen. You just didn't think. Had you thought about it, you wouldn't have come to a Chuban. Okay, so that's a good Eitzah. Now we just have to find out how you activate the Seichel when you're in a grip of a Yetzer Hara. Okay. That's a
I did just find out how to activate the Seichel, full stop.
Correct. Correct. Activating sechel you can do in a calm, quiet moment when you sit down and you're busy dealing with a bit of a problem and your reflective mood, you can always, your sechel will always come to your help. I mean, you're sitting in, I'll just give you one very small example. You're being confronted with a person who's trying to sell you evolution, yeah? So you get into sechel mode, he's got no chance against you. Because the sechel knows it's impossible. You know, books don't write themselves. You know, my eyes never made themselves, you know. And you'll just ask yourself a simple sechel digger question. So if I did make myself, when did I make myself? Before I was created or after I was created? If I made myself before I was here, then how did I make myself? I wasn't here. And if I made myself after I was here, I didn't make myself because I was here already. So boom, boom. End of the story of evolution. It's just finished. It's gone. Because you just used your sechel. So in a moment of quiet reflection, it's not hard to activate the sechel. It doesn't activate itself, by the way. You just sit back and put up your feet in the, you know, in the lounge chair, whatever, your demon's going to start working. That works. That's got a lot of koyach. The sechel doesn't have a lot of koyach. We saw he's a misken. He doesn't have a lot of resources. But when you approach your sechel, when you go to your sechel and you activate it, then you always come to the correct answers. The problem is when you're in the grips of a taiva, and the eighth horror knows who you are, and he gets you to go to sleep, like the baker in our story. He pretends he's sleeping. So you go to sleep. Oh, then he kofetz. Then how do you activate your sechel? In that moment, it's all kach patut. So at least afterwards, you have to activate your sechel and do tshuva then, because you realize, oh, stupid. And tomorrow he's back with the same tine, and you get caught again and again and again. That's one of the miracles that he keeps catching us. He doesn't come. When was the last time the Eight Sahara ever came to you with something like, wow, new? Like, wow, I never thought about that before. Thank you. Let's try that time. The same old stuff. No, it's not that much of a bal chiddush, the Eight Sahara. And he gets us not to think all the time. That's okay. That's why we're learning the Sefer, because we want to try and find Kalim and at least remind ourselves that that's an important struggle.
Fair enough.
All right. We have to machazik each other. We have to machazik each other. That's what it's about. That's what Avad's about. Everybody comes together to machazik each other once a week. We get a bit of chizuk to fight the Yetzara.
100%. Okay. Our stuff. Shkreach.
That's loch, Rabbi. So take good care. All the best.
Take care, guys. Have a good night. Take care. Bye.